Today, North Carolina becomes the latest state to fully expand Medicaid. Jason DeBruin of member station WUNC helps us understand what that means.
Irina Johnson helps run a mobile health clinic in Ahoskie, a small town in northeastern North Carolina.
The thing that stands out to me the most is transportation.
That's why this clinic makes stops all over the county.
We have a lot of patients that lack transportation, so they can't get into the doctor's office, so we're able to go out to them.
Now, Medicaid will cover transportation costs for some patients, but Johnson says this mobile clinic will not go away. In bigger cities, patients can call up a rideshare app. Johnson laughs at that notion for Ahoskie, a town of 5,000 residents.
There's nothing like that here. No, there's no Uber, there's no Lyft. No, you either have a car, you're walking, or the mobile unit's coming to you.
Inside, the mobile clinic looks, well, just like a doctor's office.
You don't have a seat.
It has one of those padded patient chairs common in physician offices everywhere. Johnson preps an inflatable armband to read blood pressure. It also has a wheelchair lift for patients who might struggle up the narrow steps. This mobile clinic is part of Roanoke-Chowan Community Health Center. Its CEO, Kim Schwartz, says now that more people will have health insurance, they're expecting 1,500 more patients.
So, yes, we'll see an uptick. And, yes, that'll have an impact.
She knows it will bring in some more revenue and also hopes it'll improve the health of her center's rural patients. Like other southern states with Republican-controlled legislatures, North Carolina has long opposed expanding Medicaid, as it was tied to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. But it did an about-face this year after some lawmakers said it was clear the ACA would not be overturned and the state was foregoing lucrative federal incentives. Starting this week, North Carolina hospitals are getting $2.6 billion because of Medicaid expansion. And more people with insurance is great news for Al Goddard. He runs a small primary care clinic in the one-stoplight town of Colerain. He sees a lot of poor, uninsured patients. If he refers them to specialists or writes prescriptions, he knows he's recommending treatment that's been cost-prohibitive for many of them.
When a person has a choice between, do I pay the light bill and buy groceries or do I buy medicine? I got to do one or the other.
Until now, full Medicaid coverage in North Carolina was only available for low-income residents who are disabled, elderly, children, and those who are pregnant through 1 year after childbirth. Some very low-income parents could also qualify. Starting today, Goddard says hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians who couldn't afford health insurance can now sign up.
At least they can now get their regular lab tests. They can come in regularly for their office visits. They have a chance now.
There are now 10 states still left that have not expanded Medicaid. Most of them are in the South. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin in Raleigh, North Carolina.